down. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A federal judge with a ruling on President Biden's plan to forgive billions of dollars in student loans.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness program has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas. The ruling claims the program usurps Congress's power to make laws. The Biden administration's plan would have canceled between $10,000 and $20,000 in student debt for millions of borrowers. A conservative advocacy group, Job Creators Network Foundation, challenged the loan forgiveness plan, arguing it was an example of excessive executive power. It's unclear if the administration will appeal the Texas judge's ruling. Tom Graham, Fox News.
President at a Democratic National Committee event in Washington this afternoon, hailing the results of the midterms.
All those polls, God love them. You know, historic losses were on the way, a giant red wave. Folks, that didn't happen.
Right now, Republicans hold a slim majority in the House, though some races are yet to be decided. The president has promised to work across the aisle with the new Congress. The Senate also not yet decided. Another election in Georgia set for next month.
The first senator to stump for Herschel Walker pre-runoff, Texas Republican Ted Cruz, who said in Canton, Georgia, the GOP has likely flipped the House.
We're getting the other half done, and we're flipping the Senate.
Walker says he's not a politician, and that Senator Raphael Warnock Fox's biggest mistake was not winning Tuesday.
Fox's Kernell Scott. Nicole is now a tropical depression, the storm killing at least five people. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast during the next day or so. Nicole is expected to become a post-tropical cyclone on Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Concerns growing that China could take military action against Taiwan.
The U.S. Navy's top admiral recently warned China could launch an invasion of Taiwan within months, words echoed a few days ago by Taiwan's president. Some Republican lawmakers like Congressman Mike Gallagher want to see the Biden administration deploy short and intermediate range missiles to protect Taiwan and ward off any potential invasion. The head of the U.S. military's nuclear arsenal recently warned China is quickly modernizing its own nuclear forces. It will have 1,000 nuclear warheads by the end of the decade, and the U.S. is falling behind. Now, David Ignatius reports that Chinese President Xi is convinced our two nations are heading towards war.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet face-to-face at the G20 summit. The White House assures Taiwan will be brought up in the meeting. Vaping company Juul Labs has announced hundreds of layoffs as the company deals with lawsuits, government bans, and increasing competition for its electronic cigarettes. Juul said it has obtained new financing to stay in business and continue operations. The layoffs include 400 staffers. The company says it's part of a cost-saving plan to immediately cut Juul's operating budget by up to 40%. We're still waiting on the midterm election results, but gamblers are looking ahead to 2024.
ElectionBettingOdds.com tweets, incredible shift in the odds for president in 2024. An 11.8% swing in the odds toward Ron DeSantis, overtaking Donald Trump for the first time. The website averages live odds pulled from numerous election betting markets. Current odds give DeSantis a 24% chance of winning the presidency over Trump at 16.2%. Joe Biden, 15%. Kamala Harris at 5.4 tops Pete Buttigieg, 3.2. Dark horse Gavin Newsom, 2.7, tied with Mike Pence.
Fox's Therese Crowley. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.